Anyway, who's up at that time? Why are you watching late night telly? What do you make of it? Let me know. 0500 999 693. What are your best programmes? What are the classic programmes of all time on late night telly, and why don't they show them anymore? With me, journalist and actor Graham Swain. Hello.
Good evening, Tony.
And also Simon Nix is a broadcaster and DJ. Hello, Simon.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in. Graham, first of all, is there an audience out there for late night telly in the first place?
There certainly is for people like me. I mean, the average age group of people that watch a BBC One is 51, I believe. So that's in my bracket.
Well, is that because you can't sleep?
No, it's because I work in the media like you, Tony. You've just dropped it in there. You wander into the kitchen making a cup of coffee when you get in. You put the old box on, and what comes on? The Antique Roadshow. I'm absolutely hooked.
Yeah, there's that. There's a bit of Jeremy Kyle. Tonight, I'm looking forward to the world's scariest police shootouts.
That's
I watch
it.
That occasionally.
You can't beat that one, can
that,
you?
That, though, is the world's scariest police shootouts. It's generally just people driving off from American policemen. That's all it is.
Yeah, but does what it have is, the American voiceover?
It's like the comfort blanket.
Like
it's, it's a warm, cosy feeling, isn't it? You're drinking your cup of coffee, you're tired, and on comes late-night BBC television. It's, all it's like a comfort blanket, warm and cosy, it envelops you and wraps around you.
So, if the BBC want to save costs, would it bother you? And I know we're talking about other channels as well, with World's Scariest Police Shootouts.
Do you want to see a grown man cry?
Well, what about if they just put the news channel on all night?
Well, they do.
They do
three.
Anyway, don't they? It's on BBC Two, isn't it?
I watch World's Scariest Police Shootouts. But what if they put nothing on, Graham? Or they went like ITV, for example, who've pretty much given up the ghost now and just shook.
Well, the question that comes to mind, Tony, is, I mean, I remember the old test car with that rather young lady with the noughts and crosses and all that sort of stuff. What are they going to put on in its place? That could be a good thing for the viewers to say and listeners to say.
Well,
what
our listeners
going to
are suggesting to that. We've had some suggestions, 85058, if you want to suggest any more. Somebody just said, why don't they put classic movies on? Now maybe
they used to do that, didn't they?
Simon Nix
is here. The old black and white ones on.
Yeah, Simon, you can't see enough black and white movies. Simon Nix, broadcaster and DJ. Simon, what do you make of the state of
the? Well, I don't remember black and white films. I don't remember them.
You still put them on now and again.
But why does it cost
trousers yet?
I am. Yes, I'm. You know, I'm 21. I wish. Why does it cost 150 million quid?
I'm with you.
A year to put repeats on.
Well,
because I want that accountant.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. I guess just in payments to people who've made it, payments to people who are in it, that sort of thing.
But it is a fact, isn't it, that BBC One has the largest budget out of any of the media outlets that BBC possess.
Yeah.
It's the
largest percentage of the whole. So what are your points, guys? What are you saying should happen?
Could they not put on things like, I've made a list of fine BBC Three programmes. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Snog, Marry or Avoid.
Yeah. Brilliant, love it.
Botox Britain.
Great. Yeah.
Misbehaving Mums to Be.
Yeah.
That's very good too.
Great. Pop's Great as Dance Crazes.
Yeah.
And White Van Man with Will Meller.
That can be on at 450.
I'll tell you what they have on in Scandinavia. They have the World Championship mobile phone throwing competition.
Well, listen. I if they want to commission me, I'll make anything that goes on, even if it's 3 a.m. I don't mind.
Yeah, even Tony's Tannoy that could go
Tony's
on.
Tony's Tannoy
would
fit very well there. Simon, what's your point reading out the BBC Three schedule? Are you saying they should just run BBC Three and then lift everything and shove it on overnight?
Or BBC Four, because obviously there's some fine programmes made by the Beeb. You know, I've been living in Lebanon, and I know what it's like to have rubbish TV.
Yeah.
And when I came back here, it was like, oh, thank goodness I've got the BBC channels. So they make a lot of good programmes. Why not put them on at night? Like, I never get the One Show. I never see it. But I'm up late at night, so I might want to see that at 2
in the morning. Well, Simon, they are, aren't they? Look at the schedules for tonight, for instance. You've got See Here, Country Tracks, Natural World, Rip Off Britain, and then the next night you've got Panorama on, haven't you? And you've got Neighbourhood Watch, and you've got Antique Roadshow, my favourite, and Countryfile again.
But are people using the iPlayer? Shows. Are people using the iPlayer to catch up?
Well, I don't.
I don't watch the TV.
I'm a dinosaur.
Oh, you poor old thing.
I just want to put the old button on and make a cup of coffee.
Just so we can all relax, Botox Britain is actually on tonight at 4 a.m.
Is it?
Yeah, if you're up at 4 a.m, you can have
I'm staying up for that
a quick injection
definitely.
Of that.
On BBC One?
BBC Three. Yeah.
Oh, no, we've got to stick with BBC One, though, because that's just the old cathode tube on the dashboard, isn't it?
Yeah, you know? I'm struggling, though, to find how they could do it cheaper, because if they are showing Country Tracks and Natural World and Rip Off Britain, it's generally with the sign zone, isn't it? It's generally with sign.
Yeah, I accept there is an argument that
how could
just
it be cheaper than
channel.
That? How can it be cheaper than that?
Yeah, but they're repeats. They're not... I mean, you're only paying someone to stand in front of a green screen and do the sign language.
Yeah.
And I mean, it doesn't cost 150 million for that, does it?
We're sort of talking after midnight here, aren't we? There is a thought that, say, 11 o'clock or even half 10, they could start showing repeats.
Because 11 o'clock is not late anymore. Mm. You know, it's not the days when people went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Most of the news is a prime slot.
On a work night now, do most people go to bed by 11? I think, yeah, Jenny makes a good point there. They talk about less original programming at that. This is just one suggestion, by the way. I must give you the full BBC statement, because all the executives are going, we're not doing it. But the full BBC statement is this. We've only just started a major BBC-wide consultation. In other words, everyone in the BBC can suggest things to save money. It's only right the BBC staff have an opportunity to input ideas about shaping the BBC's future. Inevitably, this has led to speculation. We're not going to get drawn into a running commentary. No decisions have been taken, and therefore these reports remain speculation. Any decisions coming out of the process would have to be subject to approval by the BBC Trust. In effect, one person or a few people have said, look, cut the late night programming. But Jenny points out that could bleed into 11 o'clock-ish if most people go to bed, say, after the news. Mm. They might just shove a repeat on a bit of Antiques Roadshow on it then. Do many people still watch telly at 11 o'clock?
Yeah,
I think so, yeah.
I did try and find out what the viewing figures were. The BBC won't release them.
Won't they? Why not?
No, well, apparently they won't. They just won't.
I've got some figures here.
Great. Yeah.
It depends what you want. But for example, Tuesday the 5th of April, that was a week or so ago, wasn't it? At 10:30 at night, the regional news got on BBC One, which was on at 10:30, got 3.9 million.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. BBC mm-hmm. Two Newsnight got 800,000. Champions League Extra on ITV, 1.2 million. Model Agency on Channel 4 got 0.6 million. And Law and Order on Channel 5 got 1.3 million.
So what's that telling you, Tony? BBC One still got the largest viewing figures for repeats going out late at night.
Well, what's interesting as well, I'll just move on an hour. Well, an hour and a half. This is midnight now. BBC One had Just Friends on it to 0.8 million. Smugglers were on BBC Two at 0.6. Champions League Extra was still on ITV. Or maybe that was the quickest repeat in history.
That's recent.
It's all same around audience. The good girls.
The Big C on Channel 4 got 100,000 and Poker on Channel 5 got 200,000. Then we go into the Twilight Zone at 3 a.m. Sign Zone on BBC One, which was Silk, which a good programme, by the way.
Brilliant so, programme.
200,000. Jeremy Kyle gets 100,000. Tune into that. That's why I'm one of them. And Channel 4's Royal Deaths and Diseases got 100,000. So they're
holding up the figures for the BBC, aren't they? So if you justified it on viewing figures, it's still holding out.
What about the quality of late night telly? Because a lot of our listeners tonight, and I'm sure Rachel's got some more now, a lot of people have been sending in texts just celebrating what they call the heyday of late night telly, which appears to be the 70s, 80s and 90s, not many from recently.
Yeah, I heard you mention Bluey, I remember that, with the bouffant hairstyles and the mullets and everything. That was brilliant.
The James Whale.
Prisoner Cell Block H, yeah. But I don't know, were our viewing habits different then? Those were when closing hours were still on at the pub, so the pub had shut at 11, you'd be home for half past, you'd be in that haze, you'd watch an hour of telly and go to bed.
We didn't have the internet. Yeah. We didn't have, like, you know, lots of things to sort of, like, PlayStations and things like that.
So TV was a service at that time. Yeah. Now it's not. It's just an alternative.
And we were easily pleased. Mm. Prisoner Cell Block H. I can't believe you played the music as well, Tony.
Do you remember the shaky walls?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let me out of that cardboard cell.
That's hiding him from Crossroads.
Everybody talks about it with such affection.
Rachel, what are people saying about late night telly?
Loads of people reminiscing. Anthony Blunt's, I remember this one, I used to like this show. Late night TV. Anyone remember In Bed With Me Dinner?
Oh, brilliant.
With Bob Mills.
Yeah, I do remember that, yeah.
Phil Halliwell says, bring back the baseball, NBA and ice hockey on Channel 5. It'd kick this endless roulette crud all over. And the NFL was always Channel 4's. Graham in London, who remembers Get Stuffed?
A very cheaply made
5-minute show on ITV's Nighttime in the early 90s.
About what?
Demonstrating recipes on a budget. Oh, this is ringing a bell now. Presumably intended for students.
I remember that.
Most memorable were the mystery chefs who would pop up halfway through with some piece of kitchen-based surrealism.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
On the subject of late night telly, let's speak to Leah in Bournemouth. Hello, Leah.
Hi.
Leah, are you a fan of late night telly?
I am, definitely. I don't think we should lose it. Definitely not. For people who are, awake through the night and don't live by a, sort of normal schedule every day, it's kind of essential. You can catch up on, the latest EastEnders or whatever it is.
Why are you up and around at night, Leah? Do you mind me asking?
No, it's fine. I'm actually signed off sick long-term with mental health problems, but I get insomnia as part of that.
Okay.
So I'm quite often awake during the night.
And you bang the telly. And what do you like? What do you enjoy?
I actually listen to the radio through my Freeview box.
Glad to hear
usually.
It.
Usually.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, Leah, thanks very much indeed.
Well,
on behalf of the BBC, can I just say it's only a suggestion here, and it's unlikely to happen.
Could you not put a webcam on Rod Sharp? And just have that on BBC One, the legend.
We could do that. We could do that. We're dotting on a Thursday.
Put him on the red button.
Yeah. Okay, Leah, thank you very much indeed.
I must change some of those crazy hats he wears.
I must admit, I listened to the Archers Omnibus on Sunday on my Freeview box as well.
How old are you?
No, honestly, it can be youth orientated. It's good, the Archers. I enjoy it.
The Archers still gets 3 million listeners.
Better than some of the soaps on telly, I can tell you. So listen, before we go, because it's approaching the after 12 news, what would we like to see on late night telly in an ideal world?
Hitman and Her back with Pete Waterman.
Yeah.
And Michaela Strachan.
Just for those people who
no,
don't...
No, I just have Michaela Strachan back. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, I don't really remember that. I've heard it so many times, I kind of know what it is.
You're too young.
Was it just a dance
show? Well, Sam, explain
for those
people.
It was a sorry version of Ready, Steady, Go, wasn't it?
It was weird.
Go? Now you're speaking really foreign.
Yeah.
It was from a nightclub, generally one in Warrington, and all of these weird people doing funny dances and Pete Waterman pulling faces to the camera.
But they were genuine nightclubs. My friends went to a couple of them.
My youth was peopled by people in pubs going, he's been on it, man, and her.
Yeah.
She's been on
it,
man.
Yeah.
And generally, you dance embarrassingly in the background while Michaela Strachan and Pete Waterman shouted at each other from different parts of the night.
But it was
actually a cool thing.
Well,
it was a 2 a.m.
thing.
You
on.
Had a few drinks.
I was on late night TV once.
Haze, didn't it? That's what it was.
But now it's true. It's roulette wheels or exercise machines, and it's frustrating.
Is Eurotrash still on?
No, that's gone now. It's a classic.
That was the highlight.
When I was young, it was always,
that was on After the Word.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, the word, actually. Is the word classed as late night telly?
Yeah.
All right, good. Licking armpits was sort of the back end.
That was foul.
That was eating a pubic hair sandwich.
All right. Oh, thank you.
Stuck between your teeth.
Yeah, don't try this at home, please.
I feel sick.
Okay, right, guys, thank you very much indeed. Thanks for coming. I'm not sure if we've solved anything, and I'm not sure even if that's going to happen. That they're going to scroll on TV, but it was fun anyway. Simon and Graham, cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Thank you very much for coming in. We've got half an hour left, 85058. If you want to make any suggestions for late night telly or keep celebrating,